Former President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Anthony Branca, says there's more to keeping food prices down in Barbados than passing on reductions in port costs. He was responding to a recent comment by Prime Minister Motley that she is not satisfied that reductions at the port have been passed on to consumers.
Let me say up front that the port fees are just one component of the cost of getting our goods to the shelf. And the Prime Minister said that there was a savings when the stevedoring was transferred from the private sector to the port. She said that there was a 17% savings. We found it difficult to see the 17% savings, but that is what was declared. I believe that the information given to her. But what the Prime Minister did not speak to was the fact that a component or major component of the cost of goods to containers coming into Barbados is the actual freight. So when the port decided to take on the stevedoring, they asked the U.S. South Florida shipping lines to take out the stevedoring fee from their freight costs, which some of them did. But after that, we have had subsequent increases that has nullified the withdrawal of that stevedoring fee, because there are surcharges that go on from time to time, and therefore there's no in net effect with increases in freight. Basically, there's nothing to pass on. The fees that you pay at the port to move a container through the port is just one component of the overall cost. So if you do not pay attention to the actual freight to move the product from South Florida, or to move product from Singapore or from Australia or wherever it's coming from, and you do not pay attention to that, you're missing the most significant component, because we pay duties on the CIF based on CIF. CIF is cost, insurance, and freight. So we do not pay duties on the local port charges. So if the freight cost is moving and you're paying duty on that, the cost of the goods to the consumers will be higher. Now, the Ministry of Commerce, I know, they do pricing surveys. I know for a fact that they also monitor freight costs, but it is not published so that persons can get an idea of where the changes are happening. So I suggest that the Ministry of Commerce can go back to publishing pricing again, where persons can see and make a judgment based upon where's the best place to spend their hard-earned money.
Mr. Branca is supported by Louis Ford of the Barbados Customs Brokers and Clerks Association.
As you know, we're the middle people there who clear the cargo and who are basically the logistics people around international trading.
He adds,
but they always added costs and fees go up all the time. I mean, during Christmas, you have peak season surcharge that sent up the cost of freight. They're not the freight, but those things added to freight. So that 10%, it's not easily seen when you go to pick up a bag of peas or a chest of drawers or something from out of the store. And I would have mentioned that the actual port fees, and before doing a lot of research, that was just in response to what Mr. Branca was saying. I'm saying that is like a 1.4% for general cargo as it relates to the total and the cost of goods. So if you go to the store and minus the markup, the value of the port fees for maybe a distrainer or pots and pans is 1.48% of that. And if you picked up a slacks or a pants from Canada or the UK, it is 0.94% of that. So you can see if you took out 10% of 0.94 or 10% of 1.48%, what Mart is going to make on the actual finished product.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.